Throughout history, the eagle has symbolized strength and courage. It's been called the king of the skies, and in mythology, it was often a messenger for the gods. And now the eagle is becoming another symbol of gratitude. Military veterans on the western slope are hand-making canes decorated with the head of an eagle for fellow veterans. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Gary Grattan leans over a lathe. He's sanding a piece of basswood shaped like an eagle's head.
Okay, that's good enough for now, and I'll take the knife to it.
Grattan retired from the Marines as an officer. He spent some of his career fighting in Vietnam.
I've spent 27 years serving my country, and now I want to serve my community.
Grattan volunteers at the Warrior Resource Center in Montrose. There, he helps coordinate the Eagle Head Cane Program. It started 3 years ago. A woodworking group from Grand Junction asked Grattan and other Montrose woodworkers to help make canes for veterans in the area.
We learned about the program and thought it was just super.
Now Montrose has its own program. Grattan says the idea of making these eagle head canes came from woodworkers in Oklahoma over a decade ago.
And as people learn what's going on, it's being spread all over the country now. I was down in Arizona and was carving with a guy from Pennsylvania and one from Texas, and they started the cane program in their neighborhoods.
It can take Grattan up to 8 hours to craft an eagle head. It all starts with a square block of wood.
From that block, you take everything away that don't look like an eagle. I'm just teasing you.
Grattan sands, carves, and sometimes paints the heads. He works closely with his friend Bob Hampton to complete a cane.
This is my little trademark on every cane. It's a little trapezoid about 7 inches from the bottom.
Hampton, an Army veteran, makes the shaft.
The same cane's not going to work for everybody. So we've come up with a rough figure. We take a person's height, and I take half of the height and add a half inch. And that way, if it's too long, we can cut it down.
Hampton creates the shafts from maple, walnut, or elm. Then he engraves a veteran's rank and name, along with their branch of service, job title, unit number, and where they were stationed. A veteran can apply for a cane, or a family member or friend can also fill out an application for them at the Warrior Resource Center. Once a month, the completed canes are presented to veterans during a ceremony at the center.
Sergeant Paul Piles, Colorado.
The first time I tore my left ankle was in a training incident in Grafenwöhr, Germany. I was running away from the op force, the people who helped training us to go fight in the war. And then the second time I was walking in Iraq and found a weapons cache with my foot.
That's Paul Piles. He's an Army vet who served in Iraq. He received an eagle head cane made by Grattan and Hampton. Piles plans to use it every day.
And I like walking around and hiking, and I'm always using a trek pole or something to get around. Now I have a personalized cane that's mine. It has a lot of symbolism.
Back in his garage, Grattan is putting the finishing touches on one of his eagle heads.
Well, counting the ones I threw away that I didn't like, I probably carved about 250 of them. So we've given 200 canes out about.
Grattan says each cane is a custom fit and make.
But I really like the results that come, that the people just honor these canes. They hang them over their fireplaces. They put them, you know, in decorative areas. They carry them around all the time. I just enjoy the people that enjoy those canes.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
KVNF DJ Felix Belmont received an eagle head cane earlier this month. Felix, host of Stop Time, is a World War II Army veteran. He fought in the Pacific Theater.